give me some background about the situation with the placement of the middle school in Southwest Fresno. What's going on here?
Well, finally, the Fresno Unified School District has made the determination that they're going to build a new middle school for the students of the West Fresno community on the property that the present school rests on, and that is Carver, George Washington Carver School. Of course, the history goes to the point that the community, the residents of West Fresno, and the Golden West Side Planning Committee have been trying to get the school district to build the new middle school on property bounded by Martin Luther King and Church in a vacant field across from George Washington Carver School. The community has spoken strongly for this as the preferred location. And through various meetings with the Fresno Unified School District, they in turn also identify that property as a preferred site. The problem, unfortunately, arose with the West Fresno School District Administrator, who was appointed by Jack O'Connell, Mr. Ken Ashworth, and the Superintendent of Washington Union School District, Mr. John Petrich, not coming to the table and negotiating in a manner that would allow for the land, which is in West Fresno School District, to become that of the Fresno Unified School District. I believe there was an article in the paper where Mr. Kent Ashworth indicated that there would be a lawsuit initiated if Fresno Unified continued in attempting to acquire the property. And that is most unfortunate because the boundaries that the West Fresno School District has now are antiquated, and it would not be a problem to allow for this middle school to be built on this property. Many of the individuals who we as a community sought to have champion this cause did not come to our avail. We sought to meet with Mr. Juan Arambula. At the time we spoke with an aide of his, he was too busy. A consultant was employed by our committee who stated that she was familiar with the Ramblers, both Mr. Arambula and his wife. And we were hopeful that we would have a meeting as a result of this consultant's involvement. The consultant was charged with two major portions of our agenda. One, to accomplish that meeting with Mr. Arambula. Two, to get a meeting with our committee with the superintendent of instructions, Mr. Jack O'Connell in Sacramento. We had already initiated efforts to do that, having placed numerous calls to his office, to his aide, Mr. Gavin Payne. None of those calls had ever been responded to. It was to the point that we asked the secretary to also write a hand note in that the voicemails left on his phone were never responded to. That having failed, we wrote Mr. O'Connell a personal letter. To this date, we've not heard from him. So the residents that we are in support of, who are in support of the location at Martin Luther King and Church across from Carver School, have been denied access to the Superintendent of Instruction's office in Sacramento. We feel if he, along with those individuals I mentioned, Mr. Kent Ashworth, Mr. John Petrich, and of course the Superintendent of County Schools, Mr. Larry Powell, actually came to the table and negotiated in a fair fashion with Fresno Unified School District, our school can be built without the disruption and impact to our community. And I say that given the fact that when the Running Horse Project was up and going to become the utopia of future development in the West Fresno, although it was going to be apart from West Fresno, the 480 acres in the Running Horse Project became, which was Fresno Unified School District property, became Central Unified without a problem, without any acrimony from either districts. So you can take 480 acres of one area and make it another school district's, but when it comes to the residents of West Fresno who have lived in this very area for decades and decades, there's no negotiation that will allow for this one piece of property to become part of Fresno Unified School District property.
So explain what the burden would be on the community if the middle school was built on this side of the street rather than the other side of the street?
Well, Portage is going to be, obviously, some of the residences, by and large, all of the residences just north of the school will have to go.
And how many people are we talking about there?
The number of people, I'm not sure, but I believe the home count is approximately 38 or 39 homes. That will all have to go. There's a church which would have to be removed, as well as a market. Those are the unfortunate aspects of having it built on the property that presently is Carver's Elementary School.
And describe the property across the street that's in the West Fresno School District.
It is vacant land with weeds upon weeds upon weeds, and has been so for the past 30 or 40 years. And if one thinks the process through, with the middle school being built by Fresno Unified School District on the property of Carver School, it is obviously clear that Washington Union is not going to come and try to build a middle school across the street. The state would not go for that. That would be ridiculous. So why sit upon a piece of land that can be utilized by an entire community? It makes no sense. The development of a school at that location could bring about other development in the same area that would help the community change the direction it has been going in through the policies of the county and the city of Fresno, which has excluded most of West Fresno. As you can see, we are still in the 20th century as far as it relates to development, positive, sustainable development, as it relates to commerce, as it relates to infrastructure. All of those issues that plague our community was not put up by the community itself. Those who are in power to change that cause what we presently exist in.
Tell me a little about the reason why there's a need for a middle school in Fresno. School board members that I've talked to have said that there have been middle schools in Southwest Fresno before. They weren't fully utilized, and that many parents sent their kids to North Fresno schools. Your response to that?
Well, I am not certain what they're talking about when they say fully utilized. The one middle school we had here was Irwin Middle School, and I know a number of individuals who attended Irwin Middle School, and that is where the kids went. That was, of course, changed, and as a result, our children then, for the last 30 years, have had to be bused from their community. That impact on a child is multiple. One, it is difficult for them to participate in the full experience of being in a middle school. Oftentimes, they cannot be a part of the extracurricular activity. They have to arise early in the morning to make the bus route. And then oftentimes, they're bused home late in the evening. Some who have to walk home in the evening. All of this affects and impact the ability of those students to enjoy what they should be enjoying and to get the best optimum education possible. So that is what this fight has been about for decades, to get a middle school again in our community, to end the busing of our 600 children, and to provide them with the best possibility of development for their future.
Do you have any concerns that a middle school in West Fresno would create a situation where there was less desegregation in Fresno Unified Schools in general? Is that a concern of this community?
There have been many byproducts of what we as African American people sought as it relates to desegregation. The unfortunate circumstances is that it had improved some involvement of kids with the majority population at the time. But if you look at statistical data, the economic conditions of African Americans have not changed that greatly as a result of it. So we're more concerned at this point in our history in seeing our children become as educated as they possibly can, seeing our children achieve and develop so that they can be the leaders sitting side by side with those of the majority population on city council benches, at the table of supervisors, therein changing the total dynamics of what will happen for all people in the future.
You know, at the recent school board
meeting. It was unfortunately presented that in some respect that there was a division within the community on the site location, and there is no division in the community. Carver School was a secondary possibility. The preferred site by residents of the community has always been across the street. We are not going to look at this as a in at this point. We're hopeful that those individuals who can bring this to a positive resolve in every aspect that I've mentioned, such as the superintendent of instructions, who appointed Mr. Ken Ashworth to West Fresno School District, will come to Fresno to meet with this community or the Golden West Side Planning Committee to hear our side and look into this matter and see what can be done. Hopefully Mr. Petridge and Mr. Ashworth will then change their positions. And we certainly look for the leadership from our own superintendent of county schools, Mr. Larry Powell. It seems that, as I mentioned, the only people who have stood forth on this issue that have been elected has been Councilwoman Cynthia Sterling, who drafted a letter early on in this process, and, of course, our school board representative, Mr. Cal Johnson. But those individuals whom we have written to and tried to have meetings with, including Congressman Jim Costa, have failed to respond. Though he was in Fresno for the dedication of the Veterans Home, and we attempted to meet with him then. Though he has been back here recently, I believe about the 17th of September, and I was personally in his office speaking with one of his aides at that time, hand-delivered letters there. We have yet to hear from any of these people. And we are, in fact, citizens, and should be dealt in the same fashion that they deal with all citizens who have a concern as representatives of their.
Trustee Cal Johnson told me the other day that it was his hope that the new middle school would be a magnet school, so it would bring students from North Fresno to this school in Southwest Fresno.
My response to that is that our committee has met with Representative Cal Johnson, and we spoke to the matter that what we hope to have in the middle school is a curriculum that is one designed to give the best, not just the physical structure, because that is not what we're talking about, just a physical structure. We're talking about a curriculum, instructors who have a heart for the area, a desire to see the children achieve, as it has been proven throughout this nation that given the opportunity, kids from the most poverty-stricken areas can achieve if people, and the curriculum is there to allow for that. And if those individuals from the north recognize that we have such a circumstance in the new middle school and they choose to come here, that's a plus.
One of the concerns that I've heard about a new middle school in Southwest Fresno was that students wouldn't attend it, that attendance was down in at Irwin. I think the numbers I heard was something like there were something like 200 or 300 students attending when it closed, but it could hold up to 800 students, that the parents felt that their students might get a better education in North Fresno. That's why they sent them, bust them to those schools, and that there's a concern about if a new school is built here, would people go to it?
I think statistics show that if that were in fact the case, the educational level of those students who have been bused would be much higher. It may have been a misconception, something purported by media. I'm not aware. I don't know for sure, and I can't speak on that. But if there was a drop in enrollment, there may have been many factors involved in that drop. I think it is evident to those individuals in our community and their support for the middle school being at the site across from Carver that they desire it here and that their children will attend it here. It is unfortunate that there are still individuals who make disingenuous statements relative to the site across the street, and the building of the site on the property of Carver School. That is disheartening, and it does not bode well for working together with a community that wants the best for its children, and that is all that they want, the best for its children.
Tell me a little about the group that's supporting tell me a little about the group that's supporting this site, which is the Fresno Unified School District site. Which community groups are involved in supporting this site?
Well, I'm not certain as to say there's a community group involved in supporting this site. We, the Golden West Side Planning Committee, are recognizing the realities that the site has been selected. We're not going to, as I say, cut off our nose to spite our face. We're simply saying that we are desirous of seeing those individuals who can bring about the resolve that would be most beneficial to the community, which would not allow for any disruption of our community, to come back to the table and to come back with an open mind and negotiate to allow for the property that's in Washington Union School and West Fresno School District to become part of Fresno Unified for the school building site.
So which groups are working then in support of the alternative site across the street?
We, the Golden West Side Planning Committee, have had numerous meetings working toward that end. We have approximately, I think, over 1,000 signatures of individuals in support of that location. And with that type of support from the community, I don't know of any other group that can say they have that many support for the site at Carver.
And what do you say to the concern about the litigation that might happen if the West Fresno school site was selected, and to try to use that for the middle school, that there would be litigation that would prevent the middle school from being built possibly for years?
That is the most unfortunate part, because again, it would not be an impossible circumstance for West Fresno School District to see the benefit of allowing for the school to be built on that property. It is impossible for me to imagine them envisioning, after the middle school is built on Carver's property, that they would then in turn build a middle school on the property across the street. What logic are they employing to think in that kind of context? It will probably remain, as it is now, vacant land. I think it is just a show of strength rather than a willingness to come together in compromise to resolve this problem in a manner that is most beneficial to the students, which everyone says they are concerned about, and the community. We do not desire to see litigation as a community. We know that that will put a stop to the process, and therefore we as the Golden West Side Planning Committee are not opposing the middle school being built. We are not, of course, have never been any less adamant about wanting it built at a site that the community and its residents desire.